Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. On the broadcast today, Tick Sagerblum, the Clark County Commissioner from District D, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Big R in Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000-square-foot clothing store and a whole lot more. For the cold days ahead, jackets, hoodies, flannel shirts, insulated bib overalls, thermal underwear, beanies, and merino wool socks. Big R. Hardware, clothing, and a whole lot more.
It's the $200,000 Cars and Cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win. Cars and Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
For the Holiday Cash Express at Tamarack Casino. We're trimming the tree with weekly cash giveaways, including a $5,000 winner every Saturday, plus $70,000 in grand prize stocking stuffers, including two $15,000 holiday cash winners guaranteed. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel on Sahara Avenue here in Las Vegas. We are always delighted to welcome back to the program Tick Sagerblum. He is Clark County Commissioner for District E. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so we went to the Sphere. Have you been to the Sphere?
I have.
And what did you think?
I think it's a whole other, it's the next evolution of Las Vegas and probably the world. I think it's going to be one of those things where if you come to Las Vegas, you have to go because it is so different than anything else we have here or anywhere else. So.
You know what's fascinating about this is that, you know, you're absolutely right. It is something that the world has never seen. Last weekend we were in town for the UMC Gala and we didn't have tickets. And so my wife and I just stood outside and took videos of the outside of the Sphere. Then this week we were able to come back and actually see a show inside. You just look at all the possibilities once you've seen it. We saw the movie, we didn't get to see you too. But the movie itself is just stunning in its clarity, the sound and everything. And the movement of people, so it holds what, 17,500 to 20,000 for a concert, and then 5,000 per showing for the movie. So they're running it, I think, three times a day. So that's 15,000 people. There's a direct walkway to the Venetian. Here's the only question, which is, right now we're seeing all of the stands going up for Formula One. We've got the opening of the Sphere. So we've got another 15, 20,000 people coming through there. The traffic is already crazy. Is Elon Musk gonna be the rescuer? Because the monorail, even if it's utilized more, has got a lifespan that's going to run out because there's no more trains.
Personally, I think Elon is a little questionable.
Questionable. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen at some level, but whether it can actually, you know, take 15,000 people in an hour from that location, I don't see how that's going to work. So it'll be part of the system. I actually would like to get a monorail station there. Even if it's going to be around for 10 years, that would make a huge difference.
Okay, so now my wife is watching this going, see, Sam, I told you they could still add a station. But now, if you recall, originally, Las Vegas Sands and Wynn didn't want the monorail anywhere near them because they thought it would be lower class people, right? I mean, right. I think that was the discussion. But is there a potential? Have you talked to the convention authority about that possibility?
I haven't. When they originally proposed this in 2018, there was a monorail station as part of the package. So I haven't actually been able to look to see if there is there are parts enough available somewhere. But it just seems to me a no-brainer. If we can build it, we need to do it. In that place, there's been no taxpayer dollars involved.
Right.
Everybody in there is paying the entertainment tax, which no one else does. It's a huge economic benefit for the county, and I don't see why we couldn't step up and build a monorail station. That would be the least we could do.
Do you have any idea what a monorail station would cost?
I'd say 20 to 30, 40 million. I mean, okay, on so the scheme of things, it's not that much when you figure we're putting $100 million into the A's. We put, you know, $750 million into Allegiant. And those, when you look at the numbers, as you talked about, three shows of 5,000, 15,000 a day, plus the evening show of 17,500, the entertainment tax from that building is going to be more than anywhere else on the Strip. It's just huge financial benefit.
You know, it's wild because James Dolan, in my opinion, put the financial health of Madison Square Garden on the line for this project. He had to sell off all those restaurant groups and nightclubs that he owned to be able to finance this thing. It cost more money than Allegiant Stadium. And as you say, private funding. And obviously from our visits, it's worthwhile because you can see the place is packed and is going to probably stay that way as long as they maintain the level of entertainment. And by comparison, the county's spending $38 million to repave the road for Formula One.
Well, honestly, we haven't paid that. So that's still a little bit of a dispute.
Oh, really?
Really.
So what's the situation there?
It's still being discussed. I mean, the Formula One is paying the contractor who's putting the roads down, and I know they expect to get some reimbursement from the county, but we have not agreed to any reimbursement.
Is there a number that the county is floating at this point?
Not to my knowledge.
Really? Have they screwed down the manhole covers yet? Because
they've screwed them down, they've welded them, okay. They've paved them, or at least they're in the process of doing that. So, yeah, I mean, the amount of work that's gone into that thing is phenomenal, and I can't say enough about how much money they've invested, but for like three nights of a couple of hours, but how that's all going to be paid back for them, and then there's the amount of suffering that Las Vegans have had to go through for this is pretty phenomenal. So we need to rethink this whole thing when it's over.
Okay, all right. Well, you bring up a whole host of things that fortunately I've been in town, as I say, over the last couple of weeks to be able to see this. Coming down Flamingo Road to get onto Las Vegas Boulevard, you immediately hit all the viewing stands, and the construction is unbelievable. So it's been a traffic nightmare for Uber drivers trying to get from point A to point B has been incredibly difficult, and they only get paid whatever it is on the meter. They don't get to charge.
Well, but think about the 50,000 employees on the Strip that have to do the same thing.
Right, right. So here's the irony is, this is all gonna come down and then go back up again next year and for the next 10 years, right?
Well, there's a 3-year commitment. And then there's a 7-year option. So, I mean, I would hope based on money they've invested, it would go for 10, but we really need to rethink how this, we cannot go through this much turmoil every year. I mean, it would be one thing if it were a few weeks in November before the race, but to have, you know, 9 months of this, it really is, we're asking way too much of Las Vegans.
Okay, well, and tourists.
And tourists.
You know, I mean, so it's not just Las Vegans, but I mean, you know, the cost for all of us has been a dramatic increase. What do you think, I gotta ask you about this, the pricing of everything at this point in Las Vegas. Now, obviously, any business owner will tell you that you price things at what the market will bear. And so obviously the market is bearing things like $40 valet parking. And, you know, the properties have cut breaks for locals, so you can get some breaks in that sense. But the cost of food, the cost of entertainment, the cost of everything, do you see this maintaining, or do you just think that at some point there's going to be a form of recession that will hit Las Vegas and the prices will go back down again and then rise as has happened in the past?
I think what you just said is true. I mean, the great thing about Las Vegas is we are so sensitive. everything's computerized, and we can, you know, raise room rates and everything else up and down, you know, within a matter of minutes. So I think if there is a recession or if things, the economy starts to slow down, we need to keep those beds full. They'll lower the rates. They'll make group packages, whatever. So I think we have it down to a science. So unless there's a major recession, I think we're in for a good 10 years of growth and stability if we can just get this union contract signed.
All right. And how close are we with the culinary?
According to the culinary, not very close, which is
not
shocking when you consider F1's coming up, Super Bowl's coming up, our two biggest events in history. You know, so I think somebody needs to you know, sit down and really make this happen, because it's, you can imagine what a disaster would be if we had a strike before the Super Bowl.
Okay, now, you know, people who know that you're a union guy and have been your whole life. Is the union, you know, really willing to take a chance on striking before any of these major events?
You know, I can't speak for them, but I'd say the days of them being locked out and the whole town going non-union are not going to happen. I mean, the big non-union places, the Venetian, now they're union. So, I mean, we're going to have the Fountain Blue just open up. It's going to open up in a couple months. That's going to be union. All the new properties are union. So the town is unionized to the hilt, and I don't see how they're going to get away from that. So, I mean, the union needs to be reasonable as far as what they demand. But if you look around the country, you know, people are energized about unions and organizing and getting what they deserve. And these guys have been through hell for the last couple of years. They, you know, as you said, the rates are way up. They should be able to share in those profits.
Have you ever stayed at an Airbnb?
I have. Oh. I hate to admit it, but I have.
Well,
not in Las Vegas.
No, but I mean, that's fine. I mean, yeah. These are legitimate companies. This is not an illegal thing.
Well, in Las Vegas it is. In Clark County it is.
Right, right. But my wife, well, it is and it isn't, because, you know, you can stay at MGM Signature, and there are lots of Airbnbs in that property.
That's true.
And you can go online at Airbnb and see lots of places around town that advertise, whether legal or not. But, you know, one of the things about an Airbnb is you don't get the daily room cleanings. You don't get a change of towels. It's like going and staying at your cousin's house when your cousin's away. And so you don't get all the luxuries of home. Hotels, for the most part, have gone down that road. Do you think that's a mistake for the hotel industry? I mean, it apparently is more profitable, but, you know, doesn't that encourage more businesses to have Airbnbs and private homes to have Airbnbs?
Well, just speaking for Las Vegas, we're shutting down the Airbnbs. There's going to be a handful, but that's about it. But they also look at their workers. I mean, what I'm hearing from the culinary is that those maids who used to be able to go in every day and clean, now when you go in after 3 or 4 days, the amount of work that's involved is killing them. And so they are very, very frustrated. That is one of their number one demands right now, is to put that back in the union contract. The legislature let it die, but they really want daily groom cleaning. You know, you can still say, I don't want you to come in, but at least the maids have a right to ask to come in. And most people, I think, would rather have maids come in on a daily basis, maybe not make the bed, but at least clean up things, you know, bring them new towels and stuff. So it's a huge issue right now.
Oh, yeah, to say the least. But I mean, my point is this, that, you know, if I stay at an Airbnb, I'm not paying resort fees. I'm not invariably paying
for
parking.
That's why you're not going to be staying at an Airbnb in Las Vegas. We have shut that down.
Okay, now, the taxi cab industry tried to shut down Uber and Lyft, and that didn't work out so well. These are billion-dollar companies. They're not going to just sit down and...
Well, but remember, they're also mom-and-pops. And
if some.
The ownership of those houses is largely individual, or at least one person that you have a couple. But we know who they are. If we see them once we got that law passed and now we're starting to implement it, we'll know whether they're advertising Airbnb. We're able to come in and shut them down. We're able to find them. We're able to find Airbnb.
Okay, but can't they come back and sue you, the corporations themselves?
No, why? Because the state law says here's the limited number that are allowed. If you're not one of those people that are licensed and regulated by the Clark County, you cannot do that.
Okay, and there's no way for them to be licensed?
Well, other than the 1,000 or so or whatever number we're going to do, no. Because we had a license process, we went through the whole thing, we had a bidding, a lottery, and then they had to meet certain criteria. But it's very restricted now, and so I'm not worried about that as being major competition for the hotels or for the union.
But do you see it as competition across the country, around the world?
Well, I think New York's just implementing one. I think you're going to see the major cities, especially where there's unionized hotel workers, they're going to really cut back on that. So, I mean, you may be able to go to somewhere in Iowa where no one really cares, but I think...
Oh, you just lost the entire Iowa audience section of our show.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
But anyway, I mean, the reality is major cities, because we live off those room taxes. I mean, if the Airbnbs are not paying taxes and all that stuff, that's killing us. So we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
You don't get any taxes from Airbnbs?
Well, we will once when our new law goes into effect, we will get room taxes. But again, it's going to be a very limited number of places. But right now, we get no room taxes.
Do you talk to valet parkers? Are they upset about the fact that the rates for parking is so high that it's obviously affecting their tips?
Absolutely. I mean, it's you know, that used to be one of the best jobs in Las Vegas.
Right.
And the last couple of years, it's just become a job. So a lot of people have just finally left, and new people coming up, that's what they expect. But the reality is it's not the dream job it used to be. It was all cash, and it was great.
Okay, so in your conversations with casino owners and managers, possibility of any changes to that?
No, because that's their business model. I mean, they aren't looking for locals to come gamble or eat or anything. They're making money off of tourism. And so honestly, they could care less about me as a Las Vegan.
Isn't that the truth? All right, let's take a break. You know, what I love about you, my friend, is you are honest. Let's take a break. We'll come back more on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tig Segelblum. He is a Clark County Commissioner for District E. Did you ever think you'd see a day where everybody except Station Casinos, it seems, is now a union property?
I didn't. You know, I spent a lot of my years wanting to go to the Venetian because they have great restaurants there, and I never could go. And now it's fantastic. So and things really have changed. And you know, truthfully, the hotels are so lucky to have the culinary, because the culinary would go to the legislature, would come to us and work with them on things that help mutually benefit them. So that's what's so strange to be at this loggerheads, because honestly, if the culinary does well, the hotels do well, and vice versa. So it's really a symbiotic relationship. It's not an antagonistic relationship normally.
Do you think that there has to be a change of ownership at Station Casinos for there to ever be peace?
You know, I'm not knowledgeable enough to know, but because when I talk to the culinary, they say it's still going to happen. But it does seem like it's a philosophical thing as opposed to an economic thing.
You know, you and I have both been around long enough to remember the New Frontier, and the Ilardi family holding out against the unions, and then Phil Ruffin coming in. It was the longest strike in Vegas history, 8.5 years.
Almost the United States history.
Yeah, 8.5 years. And then Phil Ruffin comes in, and the first thing he does is sign a contract.
Yeah. Well, again, the Venetians is another example where they sold, the Adelson sold, and bam, they were ready to go. So it's, you know, the truth is they actually, it's cheaper to have a union. Then you can't, a lot of lawsuits employees make, they can't do that if you have a union. There's lots of things, that health insurance, things like that, that benefit you, pensions. So if you look at the economics, it's really better to have the union. It's really just, you know, philosophically, they think that somebody's going to be telling them what to do, and these guys grew up saying, I'm the boss and I can do anything I want to do, and to hell with you.
Is the Golden Nugget Union?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's a Fertitta, but that's a different Fertitta.
Yeah, right. Tell them a Fertitta. The reason I was asking is he's building that property right down there.
I'm sure it's going to be, I haven't talked to him, but I'm sure it's going to be a card check union hotel from day one.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Tick Sagerblum after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
The casino industry drove Nevada's economy for decades. By the 1990s, however, the state's sole industry was in sharp decline. Many were losing their homes, many were leaving the state. Is Reno on track to be the Detroit of the West? Was an October 2010 Reno Gazette Journal headline. Nevada knew it was time for a change and a time to diversify. Story County took that lead, took risks, invested tens of millions transforming its desert into a place of opportunity and a future for Nevada families needing something new. That desert now provides thousands of high-paying tech, advanced manufacturing, and energy careers at companies like Tesla, Panasonic, Google, Switch, and Redwood Materials. Story County transformed Northern Nevada forever, and the tide of opportunity has raised all vessels through construction contracts, high-paying careers, and the power of payroll. Tens of millions have been generated in sales and property tax, permits, and other revenues for Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, and for all of Nevada. Enough, in fact, to generate a surplus after public services are provided. And best of all, a sustainable economic climate has been created, enabling our children to stay in Nevada and live prosperous lives in their home state. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
Seven at Seven is a newscast built for your smartphone. It's a 7-minute newscast available every weekday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. at lvrj.com. We don't waste your time, and we give you the day's top stories.
We at the RJ have noticed some similarities between us and a certain BTS character, RJ.
Plus the latest in Las Vegas business, weather, health, and entertainment news. 7 at 7 streaming now on your smartphone.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tick Sagerblum. He is the Clark County Commissioner for District E, Tropicana. Is it going to happen? Are we going to see the A's? Sure, looks like it.
It really does. I still not sure how they're going to fit that into that corner, and I still don't believe that was the best place to put it. But end of the day, the deal has been done. Major League Baseball, I think, is going to vote to allow it, and we've been meeting with people already to talk about, you know, how it's going to happen. So it's going to do it.
When is Tropicana going to be finished? The road.
I think that's another year or more still out there. It's a long-term process.
Okay, so it's going to be what, 2028 before the A's could possibly play here?
I think that's what I read. Yeah.
It just keeps going. We've both watched Las Vegas. I came here for the first time in 1972. So it's been a while, And it's just stunning, the changes that we have seen, not only along the Strip, but to see Derek Stevens and what he's done downtown with Circa. It just seems like there's no end to this.
And really, it's evolved. So I'd say it's more of an entertainment city than it is, and now a sports city than it is a gambling city. I mean, gambling's still there, and there's people that do that. But the truth is, it's really just a place you come and you want to have a good time. You know, you're safe. You have great restaurants. You get great entertainment and great sports. And I don't see that going anywhere. So it is looking fantastic. But the Fountain Blue, when you see that, that's going to blow you away. That's the biggest and the best ever. The Spheres we talked about is incredible. You know, the Mirage has been bought by the Tribe, so that's going to be a big new guitar.
Yeah, but you know, we got to do something with that volcano, because if they're like my wife, they are very upset that the volcano is going to go away. So maybe.
Well, we'll take a movie of it and we'll show it inside the sphere. Or on the outside of the sphere.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, now that would be very cool. Tix Egerblom, never enough time. I always enjoy talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much for doing this always.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
$200,000 cars and cash giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Cash and prize drawings Thursdays and Saturdays. Plus, win a 2023 Ford F-150 or we'll pay you cash instead. Don't miss your chance to play and win cars and cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, and thanks to everyone at the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas for their help, including Don, Shane, Crystal, and George. We'll see you.